Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers, located in beautiful western Montana. You can join us in the chat room at onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Sir Kenneth is in the fortified bunker down there in Texas to answer any phone calls, and the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Before I get going here, I wanted to say that I've been trying to understand a mystery here at the house. For last week, every time I went downstairs, I see Uma, my other younger dog, has been tearing or trashing up her dog bowl. And there's been dog food all over, and I sweep it up and I go to put it back. Well, upon putting it back, I find a bumblebee. Now, this has happened about 8 or 9 times. Anyway, there's a mystery here because I don't know where the bumblebees are coming from and why it's only bumblebees. But anyway, the only thing I can think of is that they came in this pedigree dog food. And over time, they're weaseling their way out to the dog food. So they might have been in packaging or something like that. But I'm not about to tear into the whole bag of dog food. But anyway, but I thought that was kind of interesting. And they're only going for the dog food. Nowhere else, just the dog food. Anyway, the phone lines are open again, 1-800-313-9443. Hello to our listeners tonight. And for those that that know me or don't know me, for those who do, you should know by now that I hate statism. And, of course, this constant use of pluralisms that we see. And you'll understand this when I get going into this. But this comes, of course, from the form of flag waving and those so-called having the team spirits. Something like we hear mentioned in Israel, the coined term of my country, right or wrong. Also using terms such as our government, our military, or when we hear someone else say we went into Iraq, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Ukraine. And now they're talking about us bombing Iran's nuclear energy system within a month's time. I get so sick and tired of these pluralisms because I have not authorized any of this, and yet we're assumed all this debt and everything from this. I'll get into that more, but anyway. These, as you know, are crimes of the state. And, of course, they're always telling their, you know, we're being told that they're all being done in our names. And again, like I say, I didn't authorize any of it. I didn't authorize the wars. I didn't authorize the debt nor anything else. Did you? Does our politicians get it? Our politicians? Did they ever call up for a vote that we as Americans can sit there and say yes or no to a war? Or the fact of raising debts? Did we, as the people here, did we either authorize that? The average child today is born with $50,000 already incurred onto them in that debt. So, I like to compare this also to those who enter a church. Or you can call it a religion, whatever you want like that. But that religion, though, becomes a way of life. Generally, mankind spends about 168 hours a week. And, of course, in the world, that is. And, of course, out of one single hour, usually they'll take time off to go pay homage to their God on a Sunday. So the other 167 hours are devoted to the state. They support both the church and the state by paying a tithe, taxes, whatever like that, to which their pastors, priests, or politicians are embroiled in the sodomizing of children and the destruction of others, you know. Anyway, And you can read this throughout the news here, that politician X is arrested for this. It goes on and on. But these are the ones that are supposed to represent, i.e., we, italics, the people. So, anyway. But anyway, the same church, though, will tell you that you are to be peaceable with all men. And I did some research, and I may have mentioned this before, on how the military selects their pastors, should be pastors too, the killing fields. But anyway, how they select the pastors there, and how they have to be basically statesmen. You know, they have to be able to condone what the military is doing. Either it's an act of God, you're doing it for your country, your God, and of course, today we find out that all these wars and incursions have been based on total lies. But anyway, and of course, you can't bully here. But it's okay to join a military and go bully somewhere else. You know, so it just anyway, the state teaches you. You know, of course, this is from infancy, the love of the state or country, its government, its military, its flag, its team spirits. And, of course, a lot of this is all done as, you know, as infants there in school, where you stand behind a flag with your Pledge of Allegiance. The sports indoctrinates you in the teamwork. And, of course, as I mentioned before, then comes the union of the player into the different uniforms. And of course, it could be Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, ROTC, whatever like that. But anyway, you move up the branch. Anyway, and of course, you're supposed to get out there and take one for the team. And this, of course, is where you see the body bags coming home and stuff. Constant competition. I never really like sports. You know that if you listen to me. But I don't believe that men have to compete in that way to do things. I myself prefer a farmer. When it gets out, works with his hands and sees some good produce for it. The same as like watching Wolf Blitzer, as we've talked about here recently. The fact when talking to Rand Paul about the slaughter over in Yemen, and that Rand Paul wanted to curtail American arms shipments to Syria, Saudi Arabia. I should have thought the camel effers. But anyway, Wolf Blitzer says, you know, oh, but all those jobs. The arms industry would suffer. See, so there are those that don't think about any of the deaths and stuff. And I could never see myself being employed into a firm or anything like that that, say, made weapons, knowing that your finished product, the pride, you know, it's not like cooking a fine meal and watching your constituents at the dinner table devouring it and wanting seconds or thirds, you know. But this is a product that it has one use, and its use is to kill. And I just can't see how people could generally be adjusted in their own mind frame to be able to go to a job like that. But anyway, this isn't about placing blame on anyone, especially for those that weren't aware of the facts, like the illegal invasion of Iraq, the countless hundreds of thousands killed in the illegal invasion of the U.S. over there and its so-called coalition members. And this is just about listening to those like Bill O'Reilly. You know, when he said, if you can't support our troops, then shut up. O'Reilly wasn't referring to the actual support of those SAP troops. He was referring to supporting U.S. foreign policy. And, of course, then we had the IG report, which I don't know if Bill O'Reilly has read this. I'm sure I have tweeted it to him. But the IG report of 307,000 dead veterans that the Veterans Administration had basically let waste away, or the 22 additional veterans that are committing suicide daily. So, you know, supporting our troops only went so far, I guess, in Bill O'Reilly's mind. But you don't see these guys out there campaigning there to help conditions for these veterans, not to mention the Pentagon's budget. And where they report the billions of dollars used to help support PTSD and other issues that these veterans face. And yet they went out, they gave it all for their country. They come back some, wounded mentally, some physically. And, of course, some came back in body bags. But this isn't like you'd see in World War II, as World War II ended, and the as they went through New York, the confetti fell from all over the buildings, and the troops were welcomed back with as heroes and stuff. It's almost like the same when you watch those returning veterans from Vietnam, and this has had some skepticism put on it like that about veterans being spit on. But generally, people hate war, and it's the premise behind these wars. And that's what I guess tonight's show is more about, is the fact... Hello, Granny. I have concrete underneath my house, Granny. 8 inches of it. But I'll get back to you. But all this fake ISIS stuff, we know we've watched the videos of the U.S. Choppering out these ISIS leaders, the Mossad doing the same thing, the Mossad patching them up, and now these so-called humanitarian white helmets are being evacuated, and all the evidence that shows that the white helmets were in with this different, I just want to call it alphabet soup of, you know, of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, they're all the same. And these are these paramilitary forces. And that's you know, to understand that, you might remember where the British soldiers had been caught posing as Arabs and shooting Iraqis in the occupied city of Basra over there in southern Iraq. A group of them was caught by the Iraqi police, and they were driving an Iraqi car, wearing Iraqi clothing, and also carrying weapons and explosives. And that's key to what you see going on in Iraq right now. And I have a story about that here, too. But you know, just hearing of those evil ISIS who behead journalists, and then yet firms like Vice, you know, a so-called journalist outfit, I highly doubt that, but they always have their reporting, and they always have their unfettered access to those groups, and aren't beheaded. So this even makes you question more and more whether or not these groups are even real, especially if it's put out by Rita Katz. But anyway, so in the run up there to the arms deal with Iraq, SOFA agreement. It was a military agreement between the Bush administration being passed over through to Obama that by December 31st, 2011, all troops would be out of Iraq. There was a clause to that, though, as to why they were leaving. Excuse me. Anyway, so... Obama came out there in October of 2011, and he foreannounced this departure of the U.S. troops that are leaving Iraq. But it wasn't because of that. It was because Iraq didn't want them there. And again, if you read the Status of Forces Agreement with Iraq that was signed by George Bush, the major reason of this is because of the stay-behind troops and or security agencies like Blackwater and stuff, that they would have to be prosecuted for any crimes, just as you hear over in Okinawa, where U.S. soldiers are raping civilians over there. And everything. But anyway, this is the same premise over here. And this would also require the U.S. that they have valid search warrants and stuff for raiding people's homes and everything like that, because everyone's a terrorist nowadays. But anyway, the U.S. couldn't agree to that, and so they pulled out. And of course... Now, in current news, we still have Iraq again telling the United States to leave or face resistance. And this shouldn't surprise anyone. And the wording of this al-Sadr, where he said, enough of this occupation, terror, and abuse. And this, again, is where people under occupation, I don't care if it's Israel or what, that these soldiers... go out and do what they want and aren't held responsible. And like I've mentioned before, if you go to Wikipedia and you look up United States war crimes, you'll find that down on the third paragraph, it says that the United States has exempted itself from the ICC courts. And that's why they don't want their soldiers charged. It's no different than when you see the cops exonerated for shooting some guy in the head 5 times or like that, and all the cop has to do is say that he feared for his life, and the cop gets away free. And, you know, this is a form of tyranny that has got to stop. But why people can't see through all this is beyond me. So this also goes back under that arms agreement with Iraq there about the Nasir Square massacre over there, and this is where the Blackwater security was over there killing all those civilians. And, of course, they tried to try those through criminal courts, and they escaped. And, of course, what does Blackwater do? It just changes its name later on. And also, like, Donald Trump. You know, yeah, he's president. I have no problem with him being president, like, you know. But I would hope that pre his posts about becoming a president, that he would have kept up on all the stuff that he was promising in his Twitter tweets. And I like this article from the Boston Globe where it says that on the very day after he was sworn in as the 45th president in American history, Donald Trump stepped up the foreign policy controversy, saying the United States should have kept Iraq's oil after the drawdown from Iraq's war, and suggesting that we may have another chance at accessing that natural resource. And so today it's announced that the infrastructure in Iraq is being blown up again, and they're blaming it on ISIS. And, of course, we know that ISIS has so many ties to the West, it's pathetic, whether it's through Saudi Arabia or France or United States, England, whatever. But this is, of course, to sow discord and to cause havoc, and, of course, have those, if you read this story in Boston Globe, you would see that it was mentioned there that the need for security, and of course, you know, what would you do? You'd call in someone else if things were getting out of hand. But these are ways to get the United States back in there. And of course, Donald Trump, in his statement there about having to go back into Iraq or secure those oil fields, was that he also said that Iraq's oil should be seized to pay for the Wounded Warriors program. And so this is the epitome of laughter in my eyes here, because Iraq was illegally invaded. They had over a million something killed. They've had to bury their dead, rebuild their cities, and of course a lot of this is supposed to be done through the IMF, World Bank, massive loans with interest, same thing they're doing in Ukraine. And then tell the people that their oil should be seized to pay for those occupational forces' health care. I don't know if people can actually see how that actually pans out, you know. But this is like a modern-day version of spy versus spy, you know. We see this here. The U.S. intelligence community is basically tearing itself apart from the inside. A lot of this is, you know, is them going after Donald Trump. But these agencies that have constantly, repeatedly said the Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, serious chemical weapons, this stupid poison over in UK. These are all being used, of course, to by their intelligence agencies to cause fear that, again, like it was growing up in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and for some, like Granny, the 1890s. I'm kidding, Granny. But anyway, of those that had to live with this duck and cover videos, jumping under your school desk during a nuclear flash. And I mean, it's always this constant state of fear. But this article's on Russia Today, which I thought was really interesting there. But it goes on to talk about here how all these DNC spies and stuff are all linked back to Hillary Clinton, yet it's all blamed on Putin's Russia, you know. And it just shows you that the U.S. and Russia, they cooperate so much on criminal investigations that Putin offered to question these so-called spies indicted by Mueller. And then, of course, in response, the U.S. Senate passed a resolution to forbid Russians from questioning U.S. officials. I mean, do you see that? And the reason that is because in the court system, under the motion of discovery, they would come up and say, well, how did you find this information out? Well, then that would come out in discovery that they'd be able to know. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Anytime, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone.
Double talk.
You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Kenneth and I was chatting during the break there, but call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I haven't caught up to the chat room yet. I've been on other things here, too. But anyway, in the above what I was saying there, most people don't realize that in our court system today, most of this is used as lawfare. And you'll see that, like, when there's an investigation. And I can attest to this, to the fact of when I was really studying with a bunch of my friends back in the earlier 2010 era, those officials that were being scrutinized by the scientists and stuff that were in charge of this BP oil spill, that suddenly they were being arrested, the scientists, which were discrediting anything the government was saying, for porn on their computers, and some of them died from poisoning. And this is the lawfare. And of course, through that same motion of discovery, as mentioned before, the FBI commented there, just like on 9/11 and other things like that, that in all these spying events, that the government could not tell the court how they acquired that information because it would jeopardize national security. So in saying that, they're also saying that the same way that they were able to find that could have been used as the same way to plant evidence onto a computer system. And we know the NSA and others, through Israel's intel chips and stuff, have created all these back doors and all these routers and modems and stuff. So if you're a, if you become a victim of something right now, I guess that's why I thought of, if this internet was so unsafe, why they didn't have like a PINs number where people could log on to verify it was their account, and all other traffic would be routed off. Wouldn't be put on the internet. But of course, we have the dark webs and all the stuff like that. But, and again, you don't see these ISIS recruitment sites being taken off air. You don't see these white supremacist or white genocide sites being taken off. They're allowed to exist. And of course, they call it free speech. But they promote terrorism and riots, racism. But they're allowed to exist because still the state can make money off it through the prosecutions. And of course, they won't tell you that. They know how many people visit this ISIS page, and they track the IP addresses and stuff, and that's why they're able to say that Party X was a known affiliate or visitor of this website. They know all this stuff. So, you know, just like these viruses and bots and stuff, to upload these and stuff, you have to have an origin point so that, you know, it always shows the IP address of the, you know, and yeah, you can fake IP addresses, and you can change it, make it look like it comes from Russia, Korea, whatever like that, you know, whatever your forte is at the time, but all these things are like, say, if government wanted to, they could crack down on crime and stuff, but they don't want it. That's why when the hospitals had their records for their patients hacked into, and there was a ransom required to be paid through Bitcoin, the FBI said, well, just pay it. To me, that will sound more like government extortion rings. They're allowed to exist. In the meantime, if I was in law enforcement, I would sit there and say, no. If you looked at the number of records that were seized or hacked into like that, and if these were to the point where the critical care, whatever, ICU stuff, these would be potentially a murder charge. And when you start stringing up these hackers out there on Main Street on a rope and stuff, you'd see this hacking would quit really fast. It's not a thrill that someone, when someone rides down a sled or something like that, down a hill or something like that, they get the thrill of fear just of watching these fail videos of crashing on the bottom or something like that, you know. But some fear to some people is fun, and then they take it to the extremes. But anyway, back to this thing about BP. These scientists were really checking into this Corexit, or often styled, you know, called Corex. It was a product line of these oil dispersants used during the oil spill in these response to these operations over there. And it was found that this, it didn't disperse the oil. It just broke it up to the point where it made it heavy and sunk to the bottom. That way, in their satellite photos, it wouldn't show up on the charts or the satellite imagery. So, but now let's go back into this floods here and stuff. But anyway, my other break at the bottom of the hour here, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877-877.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Frustrations. You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, right before the break there, I was kind of alluding to the fact of all this corporate espionage. And I mentioned this before, like the Bhopal chemical accident. You know, you had 500,000 people affected that by that, 38,000 dead, and they used a couple patsies. No one in the CEO business took a hit on that. But for 38,000 deaths, all the disabilities and stuff caused by that chemical leak, or you know, over there, that the six people tried for that got $2,000 fine and 2 years in jail. And you compare that with someone that, say, is smoking a natural plant today that gets life in prison, or is charged with distributing a natural plant. It just shows you the sheer hypocrisy, but these big corporations keep getting away with everything. And that's the same here as how these government programs work. And I've mentioned before here, like the 2011 floods over in Roundup in North Dakota there, in which they kept those reservoirs at full level. And then finally, after the heavy spring rains and the large winter, then came your massive spring thaw, and then all the flooding started. And then they had to release those dams holding back all that water, which subsequently caused billions of dollars of damage down to Missouri and into Mississippi and all down into the Gulf. But it was funny that the timing of the SO incident was also timed with the Gulf spill, because of this so-called algae bloom caused by the pesticides, or allegedly caused by all the pesticides, that washed off the fields in Missouri, to the Missouri River and down to the Mississippi there along all that farmland, that suddenly all these thousands of fish were dying out there in the Gulf of Mexico. And you couldn't contribute that, of course, to the Atlantic Gulf Stream and all those oils and stuff going up, it couldn't be corporate behind that. Or down in Brazil and stuff, where you have these massive corporations that have poisoned the indigenous streams and stuff of the natives down there. Corporations, they'll run these things through court and stuff, hoping everyone dies off so that they don't have to face any penalties there. Anyway, another story here I thought was interesting. If anyone has watched that 1991 Senate meeting between Donald Trump, I believe it was the Senate, and... Anyway, he explained how to make America great again, basically back in 91. And he started off by talking about a 50% tax on all these big corporations. And the only way they would get a tax break is for them to reinvest back into the economy. And I mentioned here how they didn't understand what he was saying. And so he went through the thing about, purchasing land, surveying it, all this stuff, and then finally starting to build on it and having to hire the concrete workers, which would order their concrete, the lumber guys, which would order their lumber. And this way you would put thousands of people to work, because even the electrician would need wire, the plumber would need his plumbing parts, and so on, as well as the steel worker would need the rebar and like that. But this is what made things go. Anyway, so in lieu of this, this article comes out about the Trump tax plan was a total lie. And it says corporate tax revenues at a 75-year low. And this is for the 2019, a deficit looks like it's going to be $1 trillion. And, of course, all these predictions turned out to be false. And this is where I keep getting back to the fact that the United States is a corporate entity, a federal corporation. It will do anything to secure its corporate funds. And so when you see that all of a sudden Donald Trump is going to announce tariffs, who comes out of the White House with them but all these big corporations, U.S. corporations? This is because they're all in on it. I guess if you were a corporation, you might be able to get in to see the president or something like that. But anyway, all these big corporations. The article goes on to talk about here. It says that out of almost every economist surveyed, that a number of by the University of Chicago said they would, 37 out of 38 agree that responded uncertain that it would increase the federal debt, not only in raw dollars, but more importantly, as a percentage of gross domestic product, the actual GDP. And the New York Times analyst this week had looked at recently the released government data and explained how Trump's millionaire tax cut is ballooning in the federal deficit. So again, this isn't helping. As well as these tariffs, now Trump comes out and he talks about a $1 billion bailout for the farmers in America. That bailout, of course, won't be for the common farmer that is struggling to keep his little ranch or something like that going with the 40 or 80 acres of alfalfa or something. This would be for those big corporations, the big farmers, the ones that produce all these GMO seeds. There's more on that story too. But anyway, but again, the little guy, and this is reminiscent to the same thing I mentioned before. If you listen to the 1938 or so recordings on archive.org of Father Coughlin, this is the same premise as used right during the Great Depression back then, where, again, like Americans, they looked for a demagogue, which in this case would have been Donald Trump, someone to rise him up out of the ashes here and rebuild America, make America great again. Yeah, well, thing, it's only by building the corporate structure, but you don't see any reinvestment back into the economy. And that's the problem with this whole scenario here, is that nothing is coming back into this economy. And to highlight that, I've mentioned this on my other webpage that I have running right now, but anyway, this is a list, a partial list of what's wrong with town. And of course, in this webpage here is, Americans love to see a good hanging. And of course, it could be Saddam, it could be Gaddafi, it could be Dr. Bashar al-Assad, it could be Putin, whoever, name it, you know, throw a dart. It could be someone else, but Americans love to see a good hanging, just like an old Western. And this is where you had the entire town assembled around. And they would listen to the so-called cries from the sheriff and stuff about the hanging and stuff. And it kind of reminds me of Jesus and finding no fault with them. And they screamed to go ahead, hang Jesus. We want Barbarus, the robber, you know. And it's because these people lived in among them. They belonged to the town. So basically the town just died. But anyway, this is a partial list, and of course, none of this below is caused from Russia, Ukraine, Iran, North Korea, Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, Yemen, Syria, and you know, that have all been branded by the bad guy. This is from your Congress, your elected officials, that have allowed this to happen. There's 112.9 deaths per day, or 41,210 suicides each year in the United States. The annual homelessness right now is 17.7 per 10,000. That was in 2015, and those numbers have gone up drastically. But, of course, they haven't adjusted their charts, so you can't get the latest numbers. 41 million people struggle with hunger in the United States, including 13 million children and 5.4 million seniors struggling, you know, to even get enough to eat. And this is probably why, again, I've mentioned that healthcare issues are on the rise, is because people don't have adequate nutrition, which drives their diets and the diabetics and all this other stuff. So this is what people have to contend with. The total U.S. the U.S. household debt soars to, in 2018, to $13 trillion. And, of course, they inundate you with commercials on TV about wants, you know, that, you know, they want to make you want this product. And, if you order two right now, we'll send you an additional one for no charge, but you have to pay shipping and handling. But anyway, act now. But this shows you this next set of figures shows you exactly how these corporations work. The median American estimated that the CEO to worker pay ratio was 30 to 1. And that ideally it would be 7 to 1. The reality today, and these are from recent facts, that the CEO pay is 354 to 1. 50 years ago it was 20 to 1. This shows you how these corporations make money. And I've talked about this before on the show here, where these corporations, they announce, hey, we're moving our products down to Mexico. Could be an air conditioning plant or something like that. They're gonna kill 1,000 or 2,000 U.S. jobs. And the minute that's announced and this merger or move is mentioned, then suddenly the CEO gets $20 million in bonus pay. The problem in this country is the corporatizing of it. It's corporate fascism. And you can watch daily of people that lose their land and stuff. I was going to do an Abby Martin video earlier, but I didn't get to it here, talking about the guy that was sent to prison in Portland for collecting rainwater on his property. Because, see, the corporations want you to buy it from them. Just like California, $10,000 fine if you use more than 55 gallons of water in a day. So that means you can't take a shower, do your laundry, and take a bath or any of that stuff on the same day. But Nestle's can suck out tens of millions of gallons of water. Or the immigration problem down in Mexico, where you see an entire Mexican town dry up because Coca-Cola has sucked the water dry in their bottling plant. But anyway, and then of course we have the number of Americans renouncing their U.S. citizenship has gone up 560% from the Bush era administration high. More and more people are getting out. That's why I'm not so hip on this so-called wall that they keep talking about, because I believe in this Stockholm syndrome, that people love their captors, and once they realize that the wall wasn't meant to keep others out, it was to keep them in. And that's why we have this latest so-called incursion of all the immigrants. They, of course, drive labor down, which the American household, as mentioned by the IMF, is about $400 before bankruptcy, where a simple car problem would get it to the point where it would financially ruin most families. Less said for here, you know, but it's these corporations. It's not these other foreign nations that are our problem. It's these big, huge politicians who, by the way, make $174,000 a year, and yet when you look at their net wealth, have countless millions in the bank, and that's because these corporations have bought them off, plus the fact that they pass laws to benefit these corporations, who then they go around and they buy their stocks or their portfolio from that, and then they make money. Same thing in the arms industry. Why not be a congressman and know that you're going to go to war with, say, Iraq, and you invest heavy into an arms industry? You know, hey, you can make millions of dollars. Again, we're back to the same thing, is you're profiting off other people's death, and I just can't believe that. Just like when I read this screenshot here from the White House that was mailed to me about 4 days ago. Of course, I instantly unsubscribed after realizing that. But I could only think at the time of looking at that screenshot of these families that have had their children taken away because they refuse toxic vaccines, as well as the countless black prisons that the United States operates, like Gitmo and whatever. And, of course, the others that are detained without trial, those two being either through their Muslim religion or like that, they don't have, you know, these people don't apparently matter as to their face. Then, of course, there's the plight of the Palestinians. But anyway, from the White House, it says, religious persecution in Iran and China must end. And this is from Mike Pompeo, where he said, around the world, religious minorities are persecuted and stripped of human rights. The Secretary Mike Pompeo said yesterday, we need to hear the stories of those persecuted, tortured, and falsely imprisoned. And I read that, I said, what a doublespeak. I mean, anyone that looked at what the United States was doing was in fact doing that, just as much as supporting the Saudis and stuff, or those that are attacking Syria and destroying Christian churches and stuff. You know, I mean, the U.S. has got its hands in everything, as well as Israel and other ones, you know. But it goes on to say here that, thankfully, that President Trump is taking action. This week, the State Department is bringing together religious leaders, survivors of persecution, and delegations from foreign governments to the first ever ministerial to advance religious freedom. Now, just remember, last week, the White House refused the Palestinians entry into the United States to go into a UN meeting. Of course, the United States also, remember, the United States just pulled out of the Human Rights Organization. Do people even read or see the doublespeak that's in this? Anyway, I mentioned before here what the premise of this MEGA was, or Make America Great Again. Of course, again, as I mentioned, this is the federal corporation making sure that its investors all make profits. For you, you'll be screwed, like all these sanctions and stuff. I was just reading an article today where it says these tariffs and stuff are really going to start causing all the prices domestically to start going up. It's going to start first in the steel and aluminum industry, but it'll be the buy down. And of course, they go on right to say there that corporations will be passing these tariff costs onto the buyer. So if you're in construction and that stuff, and you're buying whatever lumber and stuff that you used to get that was milled from China or whatever like that, all this is going to be affected there. And of course, the cost of home, housing, food, everything will be going up. But as long as American corporations are making money, that's all that matters. And then on top of that, like I mentioned, all the money that comes in here with all the different politician stuff, the Supreme Court strikes down limits on federal campaign donations. And this is where Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in the court's main option, "We have made it clear that Congress may not regulate contributions simply to reduce the amount of money in politics or to restrict the political participation of some in order to enhance the relative influence of others." In other words, if you've got money, you can buy a politician. If you're a citizen, well, you might as well give up on that idea. Anyway, checking my Twitter here real fast. Anyway, back to our regular stuff here. So, again, if you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443, the phone lines are open. Also, in that deal with Trump said that Iraqi oil was responsible for the rise of ISIS. Well, see, if ISIS is going after Iraq's oil and the United States is going after Iraq's oil, and Israel gets its fine oil from Kurdistan, and they're trying to separate the state of Syria and Iraq to build this new Kurdistan. Do you think there's a direct link in there? Not to mention the pipelines and stuff they wanted to draw from Jordan and stuff into there. Then, of course, would be siphoned out of Golan Heights and replace the Nord Stream 2 pipeline so that the U.S. or West, through Israel and everything, could supply gas to Europe and bypass Russia. Do you think there's any link to that? Anyway, the reason I kind of brought all this up is because, and this, again, like I say, it's not to go after veterans or anyone else like that, but it's to show the mental or moral fabric of how people operate. So I'll have to get into that after this next break here. We'll be right back. Again, 1-800-313-9443.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in West Montana. We have a caller online here, but I'll get to you in just a second here. I wanted to finish this up here. Anyway, again, this wasn't a personal attack towards those that served or anything like that, but the point is most people weren't awake of what's going on, but even government knows we the people are waking up. And I'm not just saying that as we, pluralism in America, it's everywhere. But anyway, this brings up the charges of aiding and abetting. And of course, it can be brought against anyone that directly helps someone else in the commission of a crime. And this is where I got back onto this thing about flag waving and all this support, my team stuff, you know. And this is actually the aiding and abetting of commissions of crimes, unlike the actual crime of accessory, in which someone aids another person who commits an actual criminal act. So again, if you're saying support our troops, it's actually support our policy. And if you support that policy of raping and pillaging nation after nation, if it came to a trial, would you be charged with aiding and abetting? Anyway, Susan in Ohio. Good evening. I hope you're doing good this evening.
Good evening. We are. And we've just been listening. It's been an interesting the hour we've been listening. And I just wanted to point out that I get this publication. It's called the Organics and Non-GMO Report. And it's for healthy, sustainable food supply to look and see the different companies that are turning toward organic foods. All right, now, I see a lot of hypocrisy here. I probably will not get this again because Cargill, they have Cargill in here, for example, and they're suddenly going non-GMO. Now, we have to remember the ones in charge of our labeling and the qualifications to be labeled non-GMO are the same ones that have been poisoning us for years and lying. And the other thing I wanted to point out here, Cargill is the greatest investor in this new, what they call clean meat, that's going to be cloned meat in laboratories.
Yeah.
So they're the greatest investor in this new meat. I read an article in this little paper we have out where we live. We live in the foothills of the Appalachians in Ohio and very close to West Virginia. And we're not hooked up to the Internet or anything, but I've been reading for years. Uh-huh. And there's so much hypocrisy. Hypocrisy that we're going to go free and help oppressed people around the world. And
Can't help no one at home.
Oh, I'm so concerned about all the people that still go take these sweet babies and get the vaccines, and we don't read labels and no one asks questions.
Don't forget about
But we are now.
Trump's meeting.
Oh, Trump's meeting, yes. In Tennessee, he met with some corporate farmers about 3 months ago. Yes, it was in the report, this magazine. Met in Tennessee and gave Bayer and what was the other company,
Monsanto,
the green light, said it would remove all hurdles for progress.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, this is MAGA, Make America Great Again. It's these corporations that succeed here. And that's, you know, that's the really problem here is people don't realize what's going on. Just like if you go into a produce aisle of your store, say you want to get some broccoli, and it says broccoli crowns for $1.79 or something like that, a pound or something like that, and the GMO ones that should have nothing in them next to it are $3 and something for the same thing.
Right.
So they're making money off of those people that aren't paying for their alleged – of course, we don't have the means to test these products to see if they've got pesticides on them anyway.
Right.
So
that's correct. I mean, we're going to trust the labeling of the FDA – FDA approved does not make me feel warm and fuzzy at all. And if it's FDA, USDA, non-GMO, I'm looking at that saying, how do I know that? These are the same
well,
people.
But Susan, the best way to answer that, Susan, is look at all these commercials on TV, if you have TV, where it's a plethora of FDA approved devices that are being recalled, FDA approved drugs that have killed millions. The suicide risk, you know, and this is your government at work. And so we're supposed to be worried about what Russia and China or Iran are doing, where everything that we have right now is caused from those people back in D.C. that are getting paid millions by these corporations to whore for them.
Right. And this is the hypocrisy I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to report on Cargill, our new non-GMO trusted big corporation that's the biggest investor in cloned meat. So let's...
All right, I'll look up into that more, Susan, there, because that's kind of interesting to me, too, because I like to